From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top American and British diplomats make little headway in reducing Saudi and Israeli misgivings about the Iran nuclear agreement. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir. After the meeting, Jubeir warned Iran not to use its improved economic situation to fund what he called adventures in the region. In Jerusalem, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond had talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that was preceded by a contentious exchange between the two men. Hammond challenged the contention that the agreement with Iran ends sanctions against that country too soon.
You said we will lift the sanctions today. We will not lift any sanctions today. All of the sanctions relief in this agreement is conditional upon Iran having first met the requirements on it.
Philip Hammond. An intelligence group reports the Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group says it has carried out a missile attack on an Egyptian Navy vessel off North Sinai. Pictures posted online appear to show the frigate being hit by a rocket. The authenticity of the images could not be confirmed. Greece on Thursday won new financial lifelines from its European neighbors that will allow it to reopen its banks on Monday. Meanwhile, Eurozone finance chiefs agreed to hand Greece a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts and also open talks on a new three-year, $94 billion debt bailout. Kenyan officials say a drone strike in southern Somalia has killed 30 members of the militant group Al-Shabaab, including several of its top leaders. The U.S. military has not commented on reports that a U.S. drone carried out the attack. This is VOA News. Swiss authorities say they have extradited to the United States one of seven detained members of football's governing body FIFA to face corruption charges. Switzerland's Federal Office of Justice did not identify the official but said he was extradited on Wednesday. The official had agreed last week to be extradited as part of a U.S. corruption probe into FIFA. Four U.S. Marines have been killed in shootings at two military facilities in the southern state of Tennessee. Officials say the gunman who opened fire at the two facilities also was killed in the incident. Several other people were wounded, including a police officer. Law enforcement officials say the shooter has been identified as Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz. U.S. President Barack Obama has become the first president to visit a federal prison while in office. Mr. Obama traveled to El Reno Prison in the southwestern state of Oklahoma, where he planned to meet with law enforcement officials and nonviolent drug offenders.
These are young people who made mistakes that aren't that different than the mistakes I made and the mistakes that a lot of you guys make. The difference is they did not have the kinds of support structures, the second chances, the resources that would allow them to survive those mistakes.
The visit is part of Mr. Obama's push for prison reform and a fairer justice system. Ukraine's parliament has approved a law giving greater autonomy to the regions of Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's constitutional court will now review the law. As required by February's Minsk agreement, President Petro Poroshenko submitted the bill to parliament to give the separatist regions a degree of self-rule.
Жодного натяку на федералізацію. Україна була.
Mr. Poroshenko emphasized, though, that Ukraine is still a unified country. Japan's lower house of parliament has approved legislation that will loosen restraints on the military. The measures were passed Thursday with the support of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition, despite protests and a boycott by the main opposition parties. The action is an historic step away from the country's pacifist post-World War II policies. The U.S. Justice Department says a resident of the U.S. state of Ohio has been indicted on charges of providing material support to Islamic State militants. The Justice Department says Amir Saeed Rahman Al-Ghazi was arrested last month after he attempted to buy an AK-47 from an undercover agent. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized, that coming after a fall that broke a bone in his neck. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.